It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon in Hollywood. A delivery robot crashed with an ambulance. We'll talk about that today. We have animal stories. A miniature horse named Oreo got loose and was tracked down and saved. And people are dumb. A guy in Indiana tried using a blowtorch to thaw out the gas line at his house, and that didn't go so well. For the 420 catch of the day, we have an in-studio visit from Cannons, the band, and in the 5 o'clock hour, your tickets to see Florence and the Machine. Plus, we will continue to give you tickets to see Pierce the Veil. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No!
We have your chance to see Pierce the Veil at their show at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th, coming up at 3 o'clock. Plus, you'll qualify to see Pierce the Veil again in Sydney, Australia, which should be a great trip. What happens when an ambulance hits one of those little food delivery robots?
Hey, we're in Hollywood. It's an L.A. City Fire ambulance that was transfer of the patient that was being transferred right now. They just put him in that ambulance right there.
Luckily, I speak confusion. What he's trying to say is one ambulance got in an accident, so they had to transfer the patient to another ambulance.
Why did they have to do that? Well, apparently that ambulance was involved in an accident with a food robot.
That little food robot, Coco, which I can't imagine crosses crosswalks very often, doesn't get out into the street very often.
There's the food robot right there. Now, somehow that robot must have got in that ambulance's way.
Right now, somebody's watching this going, dude, my food is getting cold.
There must have been some sort of contact between that food robot and the ambulance.
Yeah, it was an accident. They kind of hit each other.
Everybody did the right thing. The robot's still on scene. The ambulance did stop.
Right, but my food. And the other guy's like, am I going to the hospital or not?
They actually are calling for a supervisor to show up here as well.
Excellent.
The person, this ambulance that I'm showing you right there, the one with the 5-2 on the back, they were taking that person to a local hospital. After that incident, they had to stop. They called for a second ambulance. That's this one.
I'm an expert in confusion, and I'm having trouble following this.
We just saw that patient being transferred to this ambulance. He is on his way to the hospital. Right now, though, that crew's still waiting to do the paper report, and of course, a battalion chief coming here to check it out as well.
On the screen, there are two ambulances and a tiny little robot delivery car. Is it a car?
But again, this is all involving one of these Cocos. One of them's right there. And no injuries to anybody, but definitely an interesting situation indeed. All happening out here in Hollywood. That's going to be the corner of Western and Fountain. I'm still up in Skybox.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
We have tickets for you to see Pierce the Veil at their show at Petco Park in San Diego, and your chance to qualify to see him again in Sydney, Australia, coming up right after this song from Turnstile on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Violet.
You're caller 20. You win.
Yay! Tickets?
Well done. You got tickets to see Pierce the Veil at Petco Park in San Diego, and you're also qualified to see them in Sydney, Australia.
Awesome!
I got to tell you, every single time I see a news report of most of the nation is frozen, it makes me so happy that I live here in Southern California where it's 80 degrees today. It's insane, and I love it so much. But not everybody's smart when it gets cold.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A man's lucky to not have been injured after a house fire broke out on the city's south side.
This story comes to us from Indiana.
Investigators say the man was using a blowtorch to thaw gas line.
The dude is using a blowtorch to thaw gas lines.
It's in the house's crawl space.
What could go wrong?
They say sparks from the torch found their way into the house. IFD says the man was unaware the house was on fire.
So the guy's in the crawl space with a blowtorch, and he's unaware that his house is on fire.
Investigators say the fire did significant damage, displacing 3 adults and 1 dog.
All of which were fine, no thanks to the dummy with the blowtorch.
Dumbass.
I was driving on Santa Monica Boulevard, saw classrooms full of children walking down the street holding signs that said ice out of everywhere. It is a walkout today.
Organizers are calling for people to stay home from work, close businesses, and avoid shopping.
Apparently, they didn't get the memo here at K-Rock.
Businesses here in the Southland are joining in and closing their doors for the day. Others plan to stay home from work or school to show support.
And why are they doing this?
The primary goals are to protect immigrant communities, demonstrate solidarity, and create economic pressure to stop the raids. KTLA's Lindsay Pena is live in Lincoln Heights with more. Lindsay.
This is a report from last night.
Sure, Micah. We're at the Stronghold Climbing Gym in Lincoln Heights. This is one of two locations that will be closed tomorrow, and we're hearing of a growing number of other businesses in SoCal that are planning to do the same.
Apparently, K-Rock didn't get the memo.
Ahead of Friday's planned national shutdown against ICE, a group gathered in Boyle Heights to call attention to people taken during recent immigration operations.
Again, this is from last night.
Organizers are expecting large crowds in downtown L.A. tomorrow as people all over Southern California and across the country answer a call to action by not working, going to school, or spending money.
Apparently, K-Rock didn't get the memo.
Because right now is the time, if not ever, because it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Benya Martinez says the boycott is a chance to make an impact on the economy.
In this county, in this city, brown people, black people, we make up a majority of the business.
A majority of the population.
A number of local businesses are planning to close Friday in solidarity with the movement.
Insert joke about not getting the memo here.
Just wanting to support our community, sort of in general.
The gym owner tells KTLA a man who worked there was reportedly taken into custody by federal agents last weekend and deported.
He's in Mexico. He's physically okay, and that was a huge relief. I mean, of course, we had visions of him in one of these horrible situations.
Tonight, the business hosted a sign-making event for people planning to attend Friday's protest.
This should be terrifying for everyone, and we should be speaking up and fighting back.
If not now, when?
Now, some businesses that are not planning to close tomorrow do say they plan to donate a portion or all of their proceeds to organizations that support immigrants tomorrow.
Listen, I'm sure we're doing at least that.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
We have a brand new song from Cannons that we're going to play in a half hour for the 420 Catch of the Day, and the band's going to join us in the studio in a few minutes on K-Rock. That is Cannons on 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, and the band is in the studio with us. Hey, guys, welcome.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Of course.
We're here.
Tell us about what you guys were doing before that song Fire For You blew up. You were still working?
Working full-time job.
What were your jobs? Which one? What were they?
I was a hairstylist.
You were a hairstylist?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
I like
that.
Your hair, Megan.
Thank you very much. Thanks for doing it for me before we came
pleasure.
In here. Yeah,
piece
I appreciate
of cake,
that.
Piece of crumb cake.
Not me?
Oh, you know, I could use a little, little gel.
A little gel.
Could use a little. And what were you doing?
I had a lot of jobs. But
a bunch of part-time jobs?
Right before. Yeah. I was doing part-time jobs so I could make time for Cannons whenever things
right.
came up.
Yes.
But I was a behavior therapist for children with autism, and I was an artist representative for food photographers.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And?
I was a pharmacy tech, actually.
Wow.
Pharmacy tech. And you guys kept those jobs because you were just waiting for...
We needed to live, you know.
Yeah.
Needed to eat food.
Eat,
Needed to pay bills.
And then this song came on to Netflix, and everybody found out about you guys, and you were able to quit those jobs.
That's right. Just dropped my scissors. I was like, mid-haircut.
Mid-haircut.
You can finish this on your own.
I actually got fired right before.
Did
oh
you really?
Oh, my God.
Nice.
It all worked out.
Really funny.
And COVID happened.
Yep.
Right.
It was like right before.
Wait, why did you get fired?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do. You
sneaking out, sneaking out those Adderalls again. Wait, Kev,
remember.
And do you know that they met each other on Craigslist?
I did see that.
Yeah,
the last legal thing to happen on Craigslist.
I know exactly.
How did you? Which one of you put? Did you put an ad up, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm originally from Florida, and I really wanted to start a band. I've never even been in a band. I don't know where that idea came from, but. Wanted to start a band out of nowhere, made a post on Craigslist, put a photograph of myself and a SoundCloud link.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan loves Craigslist.
You made me sound so creepy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that sounded terrible.
No, he likes...
Ryan loves Craigslist.
He likes Facebook Market. He liked Facebook Market Craigslist.
He likes like a
deal. Okay. A little offer up, even.
Back in the day, that was the way to find band people.
Yeah, that's what we always did.
It's true. And even roommates, you guys.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember in the San Francisco, that's how I found my living place, my
Craigslist.
Roommates. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just keep your fingers crossed it's not...
You just hope for the best,
not a killer, then you're good.
Exactly.
When you guys started making music before... We call you Michelle or MJ?
Either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you guys started making music when you were young, you were playing like Slayer stuff, right? Like
sometimes
rock.
Yeah. We did like rap rock kind of stuff and like Deftones kind of stuff.
Ooh.
Love Deftones.
Favorite
Pantera.
Band.
And when did that change? How did you?
I just,
make that.
Our tastes always are evolving, to be honest, because we went to like a at the drive-in kind of phase too, and like a post-punk and emo kind of phase.
It kind of always goes back to metal, though.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
We wait for the new album. And crazy enough that like we have a lot of metal fans that like Cannons. Like
yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, that you guys have a new album coming out March 27th?
Correct, yeah.
I want to say. It is called, what is it called?
Everything Glows.
Everything Glows, mm-hmm. Yes. And that we have a new song from that we're going to play for the 420 catch of the day when we come back on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is Cannons. They have a brand new album out called Everything Glows. It's coming out March 27th. It's not out. It's coming out. MJ is here. Ryan is here. Paul is here. You guys want to tell us about the new album?
What's up? Yeah. We are super excited to share Everything Glows with everyone. We've been working on it really hard over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first album that we were able to focus on because we don't have full-time jobs other than Cannons now, and we didn't tour for the past year, so we were able to just get in the studio every day and make music and have a good time together and learn new ways of writing together and enjoy the experience.
We're going to play Starlight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Starlight is a song about finding light in the dark.
Here it is. It's the 420 catch of the day from Cannons on K-Rock.
That's pretty great. Starlight.
So good.
From Cannons. And
wow.
Cannons, the band, these three are in the studio with us. You guys, that was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. It was really nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us in.
Anytime.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan.
Pierce the Veil. Your final chance to get on the standby boarding list is going to be at 6 on KROQ.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. This is a story. Most of the country is frozen.
Yes.
There's a story out of Indiana about a guy who tried to thaw his gas pipes with a blowtorch.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No.
A man's lucky to not have been injured after a house fire broke out on the city's south side. Investigators say the man was using a blowtorch to thaw gas lines.
To thaw his gas line.
That is insane.
He was using a blowtorch.
The house's crawl space. They say sparks from the torch found their way into the house. IFD says the man was unaware the house was on fire.
The man was unaware his house was on fire.
Because he was underneath it.
That is
crazy.
Investigators say the fire did significant damage, displacing 3 adults and 1 dog.
Oh, we're fine. No thanks to him.
No, that's nuts.
So let's make the phone topic today. You shouldn't be fixing things.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
Know your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I think my problem isn't so much that I can't follow directions, but I don't have patience.
Right. I
don't
want
to read directions. I just want to get to it and finish it and be done.
Right.
And my daughter and I were putting 2 chairs together. We bought chairs and we said, look, let's make, is it easy? Does it look easy? Yeah, there's only a couple parts. Okay. So we got the chairs and we put them together and they were about 8 inches different in height.
Oh my God.
And because it made us laugh, we just left them like that.
Oh, nice.
Just leave the chairs at different heights.
See, I go full Task Rabbit with that stuff.
Yes, smart.
I got a guy for everything at this point because I know myself. I'm not one of those people that can go on YouTube and follow what these people do.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, same. Mm-mm. So you shouldn't be fixing things. What happened? 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls, your stories, and your texts. You can send them there as well.
And the best phone call, we're sending you to see Florence and the Machine. seen at the Forum on May 19th.
Your stories of you shouldn't be fixing things. Call now. All right, we're taking phone calls at K-Rock on you shouldn't be fixing things. Why?
So this actually happened last Friday.
Excellent.
My wife, the night before, poured some Drano down the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, she turned on the garbage disposal, and it exploded, and now she is rehabbing from burning her cornea.
No!
Oh, her eye! What? All right, you shouldn't be fixing things.
800-520-1067.
And the best call will give you tickets for Florence and the Machine at the Forum. We are taking your phone calls on you shouldn't be trying to fix things.
Nope.
Based on a guy who tried to thaw out his gas pipe with a blowtorch.
Genius.
Lit his house on fire. And then I tried to put together two different chairs and they were two different heights. And I just left them like that because I shouldn't be trying to fix things. You have a story like that?
I shouldn't use a drill.
You shouldn't use a drill. Why?
Because I always seem to mess things up. Most recently, I built a shed and it leaked. I put too many holes in it.
Oh, my God.
So you basically just drilled too many holes and the rain was coming in.
Yeah, I thought I did great. I was super proud of it until it started raining and we found it a lot of things wet and flooded. So
did anybody get mad at you?
I got mad at myself because I thought my mom left a bucket of water in there and I went in there one night and I lifted it and it poured all over me and I thought, why did she do that? And then I found out later it was my fault.
Oh my God. Well, I commend you for trying. I really do.
I'm still proud of you.
But also, never try that again. K-Rock, you shouldn't be trying to fix things. Why?
What happened was that I broke off a piece of cartilage when I was like 13, 14 years old. And maybe I had cheap insurance or whatever, but no one did anything about it.
Wait,
and
a
I
piece of cartilage where?
In my knee. Knee.
Trying to fix what?
And I don't know. I remember going to the hospital and did x-rays and stuff, but it didn't, like...
Dude, what were you trying to fix?
Like, nothing serious or whatever? Like, oh, whatever. And I just kind of lived life, and I kept locking up every now and then. There was, like, this little nugget.
A little nugget when you were trying to fix what?
That broke off and kept locking my knee for random things. In college, I'm having sex, and...
I guess we're not going to find out what he was trying to fix.
Nope.
I was in a position where my leg is like I'm on my knees. So I'm, you know,
right.
Megan, you know. Yeah.
Sure.
And it locked up because it had to calcify, and I didn't do anything. I was just like, well, I'm used to this. It'll go away in like a day or two. Like, you just have to relax your muscle and it's like, it goes away.
The most important question is when you are having sex and your knee locked up, did you finish?
No, I didn't.
Come on, man. Come on.
I feel like he did not understand the topic at all, but I loved it so much.
He didn't. All right. You shouldn't be trying to fix things because you're bad at it. Let's just add that part.
Yeah, things went wrong.
520-1067 is the phone number for your stories and or texts.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
We're talking about you shouldn't be trying to fix things.
323 said, I tried to tighten a leaky pipe and it fell off. What followed was a flood of water, resulting in hours of shop vacuuming and the loss of electricity in that part of the house. This is why you don't try to fix stuff.
800-520-1067. You shouldn't have tried to fix things.
The 818 says, I shouldn't fix things because I'm bad at it. One time I was trying to fix a screen on my kitchen window and ended up falling through and breaking the window. I got a nice visual of that one.
That's pretty great.
Really good.
800-520-1067. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday, and we are taking your phone calls on you shouldn't have tried to fix things because...
Okay, so I was working on my truck. It was a hot summer day. I had a ratchet in my hand, and somehow my sweaty hands caused me to get electrocuted. One end of the ratchet touched the battery, the other end touched a piece of metal, and I electrocuted my ring finger.
it ended up looking like mayonnaise left out in the sun.
Oh, my. Your whole finger?
Just where the ring is. I have a gnarly scar under my wedding ring.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Did you end up fixing it, or was that just the end of your attempt?
No, I ended up fixing it a few days later after, you know, it started to heal.
Wow.
Look
well,
at
hey.
You. Nicely yeah. done.
Even with a mayonnaise finger and all.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you shouldn't be trying to fix things because why?
Because we were changing the oil in the semi-brand new car, and we put the wrong oil, and the whole engine broke down. And it cost us a lot of money.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. And yeah. did you just thought, hey, I can do this. This is easy enough.
Yeah, we're like, let's just save some money and do it ourselves. It didn't work out.
It didn't work
no.
out. K-Rock, hello. You shouldn't be trying to fix things.
An electric pencil sharpener.
What?
So I was fixing it. I put a screwdriver in. I shocked myself. I did not unplug it from the wall. I blew out the circuit for not just my house, but the entire neighborhood.
But did you end up fixing it?
I did fix it.
You did.
All right. Success All right. a little bit.
K-Rock, hello.
All right. So in high school, I had lost the key to my car. It was a 94 Dodge Intrepid. It was ancient, and I only had one key. I had to go deliver pizza at my pizza job.
Right.
And I couldn't find the other one. And I had a friend who had taken auto technology in our class, or in our high school. They had like a little vocational department. So I asked him if he knew how to hotwire cars. He said yes. He tried to. It did not work. And he messed up all the electrical. We sent it to like two experts, and the heat just stayed on. So the heat blasted eternally in that car.
The heat was stuck on for the rest of the time you had the car?
Yep. And 2 years later, I'm going to prom, and I'm driving my girlfriend to the house where the limo was to get picked up by the limo. And we had to hold the doors open as we drove because it was like June. It was like 80-something degrees, and it was so hot in there.
Nothing classier than holding the doors open while you drive.
Exactly. That's that old, you know, cliche.
Right? I've heard that once. I've heard it a thousand cliche. Times. All right. We need to pick somebody for Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
I like the duality of the small nature of the pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
And knocking out a whole neighborhood of electricity.
Yeah. So that's Gladys.
Gladys,
yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Congratulations. You are our winner for knocking out the electricity on your block. Well done.
Woo! Yay! It's a good thing.
It turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah.
You won tickets for Florence and the Machine at the Forum May 19th.
Thank you.
All right, Gladys.
Well done. Sweet. We have tickets for you to see Pierce the Veil in San Diego.
And it just sold out. So these are hot tickets. And also get on the standby boarding list to see them in Australia. And I've got your final chance coming up at 6 on K-Rock.